Thursday, welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Here with InBath Director of Partnership Development, Dr. Marty Benier. Reminder that phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. Have about 7 minutes left in the program. And Dr. Benier, we were talking, kind of teased a little bit before we went into break, that one thing we have kind of been monitoring a little bit is that, and probably unexpected to a degree as far as when InBath first started, is that it started as a Department of Homeland Security project, basically, and that's where the funding was funneled through. But in the 2019 budget proposal that was released by the president, and reminded, you know, every time a president proposes a budget, it's usually just that. It's up to Congress to actually go ahead and figure out what they're going to do with that budget. But one recommendation in that budget was to have the USDA, the Department of Agriculture, take over for DHS as far as, and you might help me with some of those specifics as far as like the operation of InBath and maybe just kind of the rest of the way.
Yes, that was the proposal. That originally DHS was going to be called the owner-operator. USDA, of course, would be doing the vast majority of research in the building. So in the president's budget request, there was a proposal to transition InBath over to USDA so that they would become the owner-operator. So we, along with everything else, we, DHS, have been working with USDA to plan that transition and all the pieces and parts and when, you know, help them with the timeline planning when certain things need to be done, etc. So we are still engaged in that activity. Obviously, it's that activity will continue for quite some time just because of the complexity of the project. So USDA clearly is, that's why they've started to do their hiring and started to tap particular individuals to take on the InBath project and certain roles within the InBath project. Now, that all being said, because InBath is considered a national asset, and particularly a national security asset, there's still going to be a DHS role at InBath. So we have been working on putting together a white paper and a plan for how DHS is going to interact with InBath in the future. And we have the beginnings of a plan. We have our white paper drafted. Basically, we're looking at two roles for DHS. One's going to be on the intelligence side by helping to determine what are the threats out there in the world that we need to pay particular attention to and that InBath research can be applied toward understanding. So while there's already a list of potential diseases that InBath will be doing research on, as you all know, those things change and new things pop up and you get surprised. And so DHS can assist USDA in looking over the horizon and trying to understand some of those things and be able to inform what some of the research work needs to be. The second area is in collaborations, partnerships, and technology transfer. Once again, if we go back to using the Animal Health Corridor as an example, then DHS can assist when projects come out of the research laboratory and off of the bench and need to have some work done for proof of concept. In other words, this vaccine that we made in one little test tube in the laboratory, can we actually produce it in larger quantities and that it's still effective and safe and all of that? So DHS can assist with those kinds of missions, can assist in finding partners to help commercialize those things, assist in technology transfer, either technology that comes from InBath that needs to go out or technology that's discovered out in the world that needs to come into InBath because it because it can be valuable in the research program in NBAF. So those are, at this point, the two visions that we're going to flesh out for the DHS role in the laboratory.
And has there been anything final as far as that actual transition, or is that still kind of up in the air as a proposal and you're just kind of preparing in case it does become final, here's what we're going to do?
It's still a proposal, but you're right, we can't not prepare. So that's why we're going through a lot of the transition planning, is that if in fact the transition is approved, then we're ready to move ahead with that.
Here with Dr. Marty Veneer, the director of partnership with the MBAF, and we only have about a minute left. I know one thing we might want to do just real quick, and you've done this before, just remind folks that they're looking for employment, because I know that there is some jobs out there. If they're going to apply for a job, where do they go?
Yes, all of the jobs that will be posted for MBAF are on a website called usajobs.gov. So if you go to USA Jobs, you can sign up for a free account. You can put in search terms like NBAF or Manhattan, Kansas, or foreign animal disease, or whatever you want. And then the site will alert you whenever a position has been posted. And then that way you can see the qualifications for the position. It'll give you all the information on applying for the position.
Exciting time for NBAF.
Mm-hmm.
MBAF Director of Partnership Development, Dr. Marty Veneer, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
I've enjoyed working with you, by the way.
Well, yes, thank you so much. And good luck on your future endeavors.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much to all our guests, Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Karen Hibbard, of course, Dr. Marty Veneer. If you missed any of today's show, it'll be online a little later this morning on newsradiokman.com. Just click On Demand, drop down to In Focus, and you'll get all caught up. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Riley County Extension Agent Megan Doherty will be on K-Man's In Focus tomorrow. Mark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, The Game this afternoon at the Bill Snyder Show on K-Man tonight at 7.
When it comes to shopping, there's no place like home. That's why.